Hi, this is Suzanne Summers, and if you're anything like me, an old washed-up has-been that's used her Thighmaster one too many times, then you probably have a dried-up, wrinkly vag. Well, fear not, ladies, relief is here. From the creators of all preparation and no age comes Darren's Mega Moisturizing Cooch Juice. Just squirt some of this life-saving ointment directly on your chonchi and wait for the tingling to begin. Testimonials? Sure, we got them. Darren is not only the founder of Darren's Mega Cooch Juice, but he's also a client. Tell him,
Well, it works for me.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Portions are plentiful here, and you smell good.
I share my stories with you, and you make fun of me.
Well, yes, God damn it.
Children under age 7 must be accompanied by an adult.
Mom ducked dog and his girlfriend.
I've never heard a bunny say bok bok before.
And please, no smoking or flash photography. Thank you.
That's it. You can, find somebody else to sing you a song and drag.
What does that mean?
The Dirty Dish.
Darren.
Welcome to episode 12, everyone, of The Dirty Dish.
What's that in Spanish?
Episode, I don't say doce. Doce.
Doce. Doce.
Bienvenido a episode doce.
Welcome.
Me amo Donaldo.
Me amo Adamo.
And the lovely lady in the corner.
I don't speak your language, whore. This is
his vag is so wet now he can't stop.
You're a fucker. How
himself.
Can you did not He's tell me like... pre-taping that you were going to do that to me, you bitch?
Darren, did you take part in the immigrant day of whatever struggle?
No, I'm no, I did not. Did you? Ring her. What hurts? Anyway, hey, yes, thank you for welcoming me to the Dirty Dish episode. Dose,
of course. 12.
Don't say what is it?
Dose.
Dose. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's so relaxing. It's just us three, you know?
I know. I love it.
Kind of a chance to just kind of let go and
just
relax.
Chill out, let go. Oh, I think you know all about letting go and relaxing tonight.
I will not lie to anybody. I'm gassy. Gassy.
Yes, he is. It stinks.
I ate something bad today.
What did you eat?
I think like a shoe.
A shoe?
Lasagna or something. I don't know.
Did like Cheryl Murkowski send you a care package or something? Thanks for having me on the show. Here's a shoe with an ash in it.
And poop.
And poop.
A scoop of poop.
Scoop of poop.
I'm sorry.
Darren,
Jesus,
how are you?
I'm good.
You sound so happy.
Yeah, you sound perfectly giddy.
Well, I'm telling you, boys, this has to be my favorite day of the week to be able to spend some time with my close friends and also you guys.
Oh, shit. Shit the
oh,
bed.
Thanks. Shit the bed. Well, we spend most of the work day together,
I know,
and I.
We do. You need to stop stalking me, Adam.
Ugh, gross.
Oh,
gross.
Mm-hmm.
I tell ya.
What's going on, Donnie? We haven't heard from you in a while. It's been a while since we did a podcast.
It's been, yeah. Our last one we did with Cheryl Murkowski, and that was a hoot and a half. She's a class act.
She is.
She is. She really is.
Class act.
And we also got to meet her cousin, Carne Seca.
Yes. She was, she can't be here tonight.
She's not so classy, though.
Well, no. She's,
she's
from Mexico. But, yeah, she can't be here tonight because she's not
I thought
working,
she was up in Minneapolis stalking Cheryl Murkowski. Because she wants to
Mm-mm.
kill
she
her.
She has to save more money for that. Does. She wants to kill her. She stole her dream.
and the one quarter of her lung.
Exactly. So,
well, Donnie, this
so
is exciting.
One,
you guys... This is exciting that you're actually running the show.
Well, yeah.
What?
I run a lot of the shows.
Oh, okay. I must have been gone for those.
Yeah.
It must have been before I joined the show or something.
Absolutely. So do you guys use Wikipedia a lot?
I love Wikipedia.
I've only been on it a couple times. Tell me about this. What's going on?
Well, yeah, same here. I've only done it a couple times. But I, the other day, put our names in there.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah.
You loaded us on there?
I searched. I typed in Donnie, and I searched for it. And I came up as just Donnie. Donnie was the second single released in Japan from the album Flowers by Swedish pop band Ace of Base in 1998.
I saw the sign.
Exactly.
And it opened up my eyes.
And so I downloaded that song.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually kind of catchy. It's kind of good.
Can we listen to a little bit of it?
I'm sorry. Was this off of their second album?
Yeah. No, it was the second single released from the album Flower. I don't know if it was their second album.
Oh, because the first sign was the first album was the sign.
Yes,
I don't remember
it
the song
their
Donnie.
Album.
Okay, I guess so then. All right.
So then I put in on Wikipedia. I put in Adam, and that brought up Adam and Eve.
Of course.
And then I typed in Darren, and that brought up Darren Zanier, which is a Swedish pop star, and he's kind of cute.
Really? So it's
so completely opposite.
Oh, that
connection.
Is it.
I was just talking to Darren today, actually.
Zanier?
About how what? No, oh. This the you know the one that you claim. I was just telling him how I think he looks better now in his old age, compared to his pictures when he was a youngin. So I think he's aged gracefully.
Well, back when he was a youngin, sure. They only had black and whites. So
and
anybody looks, you know.
And obviously, like, people's limbs were unusually long at that point in time, too. So.
Don't speak of that. He's sitting right there. You're speaking of Don.
Oh, no. Good one, Dan.
Funny. Thanks.
Yeah.
So have you,
where's that bucket in the rock?
What?
Donnie,
have you heard of a song called Adam's Song by Blink-182?
Oh, yes, I have. I love that song.
Do you really? Or are you just being stupid?
No, I'm not being stupid. I love that song.
Oh.
Adam is anything but stupid.
Because, you know, because I search for songs, you know, called, like, Donnie and Adam and Darren. There's nothing uh-huh. called Darren.
There is a singer called Bobby Darren, though.
No.
Yeah.
Bobby Darren.
But I was looking for a song.
Oh, Bobby. Sorry, I missed that part.
And the closest I came to Adam was Adam's Song by Blink-182. So.
Yeah, that's a good song. Mm-hmm. I used to like Blink-182 in my youth.
You're only 25, you fucktard.
You're very young.
Oh, Christ.
Do you remember 25, Darren?
No, actually, I don't. Do you?
They didn't have brains back then.
No, I blank things out after I turn 50.
Wow.
So really, you that's half thing. My life. I'm a spry 100 years old today. Actually, you know what I need to do?
Spry.
Can I just, can I, here ladies, can I steal the show for just a minute?
Please.
I would like to send a shout out and a happy birthday to Jim Number One. Today is his birthday. He turns a ripe old age of 25. And also a shout out to Lois Ann, because my mother's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Do either one of them listen to this show?
Not so much. No. But you know what? I'm putting
it out Jim Number One is 25
yes.
today?
Yeah.
Damn.
What?
He was young when you were with him.
Yeah, he was. He stalked me, too. He's the one that pursued it, honey.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yes. So anyway, so he's the spry old age of 25.
That's
so anyway, so happy birthday, Jim Number One, and also my mother, Lois Ann.
I love Lois
Isn't
Ann.
She a hoot?
You look like Lois Ann.
I look like my mother.
Uh-huh.
You're a liar.
I am usually very, very unlucky, but I have won two contests in the last 2 weeks.
What would they be? Not a looks contest and not a beauty contest.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not by any
t-shirt.
But like 2 weeks ago, I was at a friend's karaoke contest. Well, watching. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
Karaoke is just a scourge on the earth. But they were giving away prizes, and I won, like, this. It was really exciting at first, but then it was a big old letdown. They made it out to be this vacation for two to one of 50 cities in the country. But all it was...
she was at 50 counties in Idaho.
No, it was just... All it paid for was the hotel for 3 nights, and you had to pay for everything else. Airfare and food and all that shit.
What?
Yeah.
What? That... Okay.
So if I were planning on going somewhere already, it would have been fine, but...
Well, you should use that for San Francisco Pride.
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe I will.
Who are you going to bring?
You, Adam.
Adam's already going to be there,
thank
whore.
You, Donnie.
Oh. And then, yesterday on the radio, I won lunch for two.
To where?
Smoky Mountain
McDonald's.
Pizza.
Your favorite place.
Uh-huh.
What's Smoky Mountain Pizza?
It's a great Italian
place. That sounds disgusting.
Place. No, it's really good. It's local and fresh and tasty.
Smoky Mountain Italian?
Uh-huh. Smoky Mountain Pizza
Smoky
and pasta.
It just doesn't sound right.
God, you're so negative.
I'm not
You have
negative.
Nothing good to say about anything in my life.
Well, honey.
I'm a contrarian.
That's not really saying much. That's not really... You're not really pointing out anything. Anyway.
Smoky
yeah,
Mountain.
Yeah, it's actually a really good place.
Is that supposed to be like the volcano, like Vesuvius or something? Is that what they're trying
I'm
to
I'm going
to
fart. Hang
up?
Christ. No, oh. It's Smoky Mountain. It's,
speaking of volcanoes.
Volcano ass.
It's good.
Oh, are you a fart sniffer? Do you like? Are you one of those people that like sniffs their farts and you like relish in it?
Sometimes.
You're like, after you fart, you're like, is that what you do?
Sometimes. Tonight oh I am God. Doing that because it's extra ripe.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, I just remembered. I want to read an email that we got.
Okay.
From Sharon
from
Tampon.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Hi, Sharon.
After she listened to the show, she said, "Oh my God, Darren, I'm so disappointed. You are ignorant. How can you interview? How can you interview someone without even listening to their programs? I am so glad Adam is there to help you into the 20th century. But I think Donnie was taking a siesta, or maybe putting his fingers in his urethra.
Exactly, I think so too.
And Darren, I thought you were gay. How can you like Bush?"
Well,
I love Sharon.
No, but read the one that she left right after that, though.
Darren, how can you wonder if I love you? Of course I do. I wouldn't care about your cheap ass ways with your bandwidth if I didn't care. By the way, I've been trying to take your advice and take my pick from above, but my arms aren't long enough.
Well, neither are Adam's, but he still does that.
Does it work at all?
It does.
It makes you look younger and better.
You still in all your pictures.
Huh, what?
It
What'd
does.
You say, Donnie?
What?
What?
Nothing.
What, Donnie? What?
Donnie
what?
Says, but you still look shitty in all your pictures.
Me?
Oh, girl.
I do not.
I like the one of you with the monkey.
Isn't that cute?
That was
it was cute. I was actually rolling on the floor laughing. I was like, oh my God, they look like twins.
Were you raffle-mowing?
I was. I raffle-faggle-mowled or whatever. What?
Were you raffling?
Yeah, I raffle-mowled. Mm.
My friend Jeff wanted me to try on some like Mayan women's clothes, but I have my limits. I was going to take a picture in that. But
why wouldn't you?
At the gift shop.
You're secure in your
unmasculinity. We're just too many people around. I know, but honestly, I was concerned that they wouldn't fit and I would rip them and then I'd have to pay like $300 or something that I didn't want.
Because you're huge, aren't you?
I'm massive.
215, baby, and 5'3".
I'm not 215.
What, oh, what are you now, 220?
Anyway. Sharon.
Do you guys like to eat
back
ass?
To Sharon's email. Eating ass?
Do you like to eat ass?
Well, it has to be under the correct conditions, to be quite honest. It has to be thoroughly cleaned before I proceed on that. Yeah, well, you know, also the bacteria issue. Mm-hmm. So, what about you, Darren?
I have been known to eat a little munch on a little buns every once in a while.
Chocolate starfish.
A balloon knot
like
from the south
starfish?
Side.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have been known to go down there on occasion. And I will admit, it's fun sometimes. However, like Adam, it has to be under correct conditions. The barometer
Absolutely.
Has to be right, and there cannot be a wind coming from the north.
You guys would not want to eat my ass out right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's just right now, though, Don. I think you're giving yourself a little too much credit on that one.
Well, Sharon sent us a link to top 5 tips for eating ass.
Oh.
And I was reading the site. I still don't understand why they call it, what do they call it?
Toss in the salad. I don't understand where that term comes from.
I don't get that. Do you
I
know
don't
why
get that either. No, I have no clue whatsoever.
It's very odd.
The first time I ever heard it was in college. And like, I was like, a friend of mine was watching one of my gay porns and she's like, is he going to toss his salad? And I was like, what does that mean?
Was that her voice that you just did?
Yeah, that's totally
so
her
she's
voice.
Tranny.
Her name's she does sound like Rebecca Nay of the Tranny Trainwreck.
Oh,
but she's like she always like my name's Steph. Oh. that's how she talked, and she'd always have this thing like whenever because we used to go down to Mexico because we were in Tucson for college, and we went down to Mexico because you don't only need to be 18 to drink down there.
Uh-huh.
And then so she said like you don't wear a skirt. In Nogales, because if you do, it basically means finger me on the dance floor.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah.
I think that should be a new character on The Dirty Dish.
I think Susan.
Stephanie. What's her name?
Steph.
Oh, Steph.
With a P-H or an F?
Steph. S-T-E-P-H.
S-T-E-P-H.
We'll call her Staph Infection for short.
Staph Infection. Oh, I think she might listen to this though.
Oh,
Steph.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, let's send a shout out to her. Hi, tranny.
Hi, Steph. She's not a tranny. She's really hot,
really?
Actually.
But she sounds like a tranny.
Well,
she needs to call in. 206-666-DISH?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Right,
okay. 206-666-DISH. Steph Infection, give us a call. Let's hear your tranny voice.
Mm-hmm.
Steph.
And get her permission to do her on the show.
Oh, I'm sure she'd give me permission.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so just quickly, the five tips for eating ass. Oh, number one, clean up.
Thank you.
That's the most important. Cleaning is even more of an issue with...
Now, do you guys keep butt wipes on your toilets?
Yes.
At home? Good. Well, get back in the habit. Yeah.
But do you use them every time you poop?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't use toilet paper.
And even sometimes just for fun.
But why with you?
You just go in and pull it out and rub it.
Yeah, I just
go
in and I'm like, and I'm just, no. I go in there and I'm just like, you know, I'm not, you know, I just want to wipe my butt.
They smell good.
They do. And these are adult-sized wipes. I love how the packaging says they're adult-sized wipes.
They're big, massive,
for
gaping
adult-sized
hole.
Asses. And they're flushable, so they won't clog your toilet.
Number two, ease in. Ease in. Let your partner relax and get comfortable.
Ease in what?
Bury your tongue in their ass.
What do you mean? Oh, instead of just like, you know, going
like
for
torpedo.
It, just like, you know, ramming the gates.
Yeah. Just massage their back and butt and kiss and caress their thighs and ass cheeks and just ease in carefully.
See, I don't subscribe to that, because if you're going to do that, you should just like, it should just be
you just want
to
ram
quick
it?
And rough. Exactly.
Really?
Just like go for it. Just be like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, whatever.
Oh, shit. How was that again?
I'm a romantic gal, so I like it eased in.
What?
I'm a romantic
you like it?
Gal, so I want it to be eased in.
Oh, yeah? Was that what you were thinking when you got fisted? You're like, I'm a real romantic gal. Put your fist up my ass.
I love the feel of a raw elbow.
That was not planned.
What was
I was
planned?
In the mood for romance.
Oh.
But I didn't get
you
it.
You didn't. Oh, you got it. It just wasn't romance.
Number three,
romance
work
is
your
not
tongue.
Spelled F-I-S-T. Let me just say that.
Oh. Work your
I
tongue.
Love you,
the
Donnie.
Anal. Thanks. The anal region is full of sensitive nerve endings.
Oh.
That's why it feels good when you take a shit.
Oh, shit.
It has not felt good for me today.
Oh, that
it's burned.
Oh,
it's been
is it,
burning.
Is it? Did you eat like peppers or something?
All
like
I know
spicy?
Is I had corn at some point.
Was it coming out as corn?
Or corn.
Corn, yeah.
It's still coming out as corn.
And corn always comes
why
out as corn.
Why is that, Adam? Mm-hmm.
Oh, because we don't have the digestive enzymes to break down the cellulose.
Just in corn?
Well, cellulose is the material that all plants are made out of.
So we can't break down plants?
No, we can't. Cows can, though, because they have the little bacteria in their stomach.
So if we ate a plant, it'd come out exactly as it went in?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you just ate it whole, probably it would come out, like, largely untouched.
Like Darren's penis?
All right, next.
Number
what's the next tip?
Number four, use your hands. In some ass-eating positions, your hands may be full, keeping your partner's butt cheeks spread to allow you better access to their hole.
If they're really fat or something, I mean, why do you need to, like, use your hands?
You don't ever use your hands when you're eating butt?
No.
Darren, get a grip.
Seriously, he is just, like, out of control tonight.
I'm so sorry.
And number five, pig out. Once you've got your face in your partner's butt, yeah. Don't hold back. Worship your partner's ass. Get lost in it.
Wait.
Make love to it.
Okay, so you can ease in, but then you can get all, like,
yeah,
like that. Like,
absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Why would you want somebody to do that, though?
Do what? You like comedy during sex.
Well, true. I like to laugh. That's why I keep a picture of you
know?
Next to my bed.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored.
Wow. So you jack off to Adam?
I do. Wash your face, bitch.
Join the club.
Oh, anyway. You jack off to your own picture?
Excuse me.
I've been. I'm not going to deny that I've never done it.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Oh, Christ.
Have you really?
You've jacked off your own
I said
picture.
I'm not going to deny that I've ever done it.
Oh my
yeah, God. Maybe like once or twice or something. I mean, jeez, come on.
You've jacked
you know?
Off to a picture of yourself?
Yeah.
Are you,
what?
Who hasn't?
Wow. How narcissistic
well,
is that?
It is. It is pretty narcissistic.
I think it's great
but,
that you could admit
you know.
That on live podcasting.
Yeah, well, who cares? It's podcasting. I have no fucking shame.
Well, I've seen your blog. I know.
Exactly, exactly. Oh. My blog, please.
Your weblog.
Your weblog. Okay, so, Don, what else do you want to talk about today?
Well, we have massages.
Oh, let's get to the massages.
Massages.
Oh, my God. You should smell the one that just came out.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, jeez. Is this the title of this show?
Is it thick?
It is. It's beefy.
It's beefy?
Is it humid?
It's beefy and humid. And
Is it humid?
And there's just a skosh of ranch in there somewhere. I'm not sure.
Oh, ranch. Is it a sharp odor or is it like a rounded odor? Okay.
Is it blue cheese or sometimes is that just the air?
Yeah. Just a splash of blue cheese.
How about some Roquefort?
That's the same
thing.
That's
what blue cheese is.
Oh.
That's what blue cheese is, Darren. You ignorant piece of
ignorant slut.
No, I'm just saying I don't use salad dressing.
Okay, let's get to the mess hall.
Anywho. Why are we talking about
Jason
massages?
From Let's Say You're Right called in.
I told him to.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't he live in Phoenix?
He's so cute.
I've sucked him off.
I sent him cookies.
What?
Guess my where? Let's go to the message.
I sent him cookies.
Let's go to the message.
Okay.
Hey there. This is Jason from Let's Say You're Right. Yeah, I've been wanting to call you guys for some time now, and now I am. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job. Loved Dirty Dish when it was 2, and love it even more now with 3. Darren, you snarky bitch, you rock. You always have me in stitches. Love you on the dish and your side venture, the all prep and no age cast. Adam, love the Krabs cast, or the Krebs cast, or the Krebs cycle. hey, you have to be one of the most passionate guys I've heard in podcasting. And now you're the third leg of the Dirty Dish. Awesome show, and also this guy knows how to bake cookies, guys. Let me tell you. Donnie, don't let him give you shit. Would love to hear more from the sexiest voice in podcasting. Love your blog, fresh and tasty, especially Mugshot Mondays. Guys, have my iPod tuned. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, so now back to what you said before we went to the message.
I told him to.
You sucked him off?
I told him to.
No, I sent...
Told him to what?
I told him to call in.
No, you said...
I told him to go and call in.
There's a major miscommunication here.
Darren doesn't
I
want
tell
to
him to stop. Call in.
Darren, uh-huh. Shut your mouth for a second, please. I sent him cookies, Donnie.
Yes.
I did not suck him off.
I know. So Darren sucked
him
off.
I told him to call in.
But he thinks I have a sexy voice, and that's really what matters.
Really, and that shows what kind of taste I have.
Can you believe he thinks that Adam is passionate? What is that all about?
I am passionate.
He is.
I love it.
Kind
of
like
just such a great compliment.
Bad episode of Dynasty.
Oh, they're having the Dynasty reunion show. You guys know that?
Could you be louder?
Oh my god!
It's,
you just blew my ears.
Sorry.
Out.
Did you fall on the mic?
No.
He put it up his ass and he's talking out of the back.
What
of
did
his
you
throat.
Do?
I just got really excited about Dynasty, and I started screaming. It's called Cat Fights and Caviar.
Could you say that even more queerly?
Cat Fights and Caviar. Oh,
Darren sucked Jason off. What?
Oh.
He's cute.
No,
he is
quite
a cutie.
Cute.
He is.
He's adorable.
He is. I have taste, Mr. Sister.
Do you hang out with him on a regular basis?
You know, I see Jason around town. Now, what the hell was that? I mean, no.
Did you hear that?
He...
Okay. We'll edit this out, but...
What the hell is that?
Shut up!
What the hell is that? What's going on?
My dog is barking.
Oh, is that in Austin?
Right.
Okay, let's listen to Jihad Jerry or whatever.
Okay.
Hello, Dirty Dish Boys. This is Jihad Jerry with a J, yes. Sarah Bukowski told me to call your show and say that you all sound like you have gonorrhea of the throat, yes. I'm not sure what this means, but I think it means that you are a very funny people, very funny show, yes. I listened to your show a couple of times, and I laugh and laugh and laugh. You boys, very funny. So I wish you much luck on your new show. Well, I don't know how new it is, but I just listened, so it's new to me. So you're very funny, yes. And I wish you much luck, and that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else to say, yes. I've had one too many shots of goat milk and Jägermeister. So I go now because I sound retarded. But I wish you much luck and much karma. Good karma. Anyways, this is the Hadith Jari with a J, yes? And praise be Allah.
Well, praise be Allah, then.
Praise to Allah. He's the nicest terrorist I know, to tell you the truth.
And Cheryl told him
we
to
have
call
to try this goat's
I don't know.
Milk
I just have
Jager
a hankering for a Slurpee.
So gonorrhea of the throat, that's just, that seems like it would burn.
Adam's had it before.
Gonorrhea of the throat.
Ooh.
No, I
you haven't. What STDs have you had, Adam?
I've only had crabs. That's
really?
It.
Really? A little flying circus thing?
Yeah.
I had lobsters.
Yeah, pretty much. I did think I had, you know, like the clap one time, and I got tested for that, and it was like that was the most painful thing in my life.
And really,
ever.
You only had a light applause.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything.
What, you just had a bad time?
The one-handed applause.
I don't know.
You just had psoriasis.
Psoriasis is nasty.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
It's awful. I think I have it on my left elbow, though.
Really?
Actually. You do?
Maybe you should just exfoliate.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that'll cure
use
it.
A pumice stone.
Do you have an answer for everything, Darren?
I have an answer for everything, and everything has an answer.
And you have an excuse for everything.
You told me that the other day on Instant Messenger, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
You do. You have like a bag of excuses. You're just like,
to go
always
with the
ready.
Oh,
that
so
is
so really,
it.
It's a great...
What excuse? What do you mean? Ask me something, and I will tell you if I haven't...
I could just say anything. I could say anything to you, and you'll just have like something ready and waiting to say in response.
Well, it's not an excuse.
Most of the time, it's dumb and doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Oh.
Who's running this show into the ground?
Am,
oh, yeah,
literally.
You two.
Well, why don't you save it then?
I'm trying to, whores.
Okay, see, there's one of those excuses that's just dumb.
Okay, our last massage is from Captain Cox, which is Darren's friend, and he lives in Dallas.
And Adam is having dinner with him on Saturday.
Dallas.
Are you really?
I am. Yep, we're going to meet on Saturday. Yay. I'm going to meet Armando, his partner, and Brad and I are going to go out.
Mondo? His
partner? Armando.
Oh, Armando.
Armando.
Oh, that is so
Labondo,
cool.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's listen to his massage. Oh,
okay.
Hey, hoes. It's Captain Cox. Kind of felt sorry for you there. No callers, so I thought I would be one for you. And then I posted, printed your little phone numbers off on bazillions of cards, and I'm going to scatter them over the city of Dallas and see how many responses we get. Anyways, a couple things. First off, you all are sacrilegious, well, except the little Donnie there, sacrilegious bitches not attending Easter service of all days to go to church. Easter should have been the one to go. Even if it doesn't mean shit to you, you should have gone. Secondly, the North Fork Ranch. Think it's big from the ground. We're going to fly over it, hookers, when you come to town. I'll take you out there. It's part of the aerial tours by DallasAerialVentures.com. So I will be glad to take you over via the air. And if that doesn't satisfy your North Fork Ranch, I will go with you bitches on a little car trip. Sounds like fun. Look how I just invited myself along. Anyway, for once I'm not drunk, so I'm pretty boring, so I'll get off the phone. Enjoyed this show. Actually listened to it all the way through this time. So good job, guys. Good job. Peace out, homies.
So there you go. He's going to print off our number and spread it around Dallas.
Honey, he spreads a lot around
Maybe I'll
Dallas,
help him
so
with that.
Don't.
Holy yeah. Shit.
Most of
shit.
It's Snickers
he has an airplane.
Because he doesn't know how to throw things away.
Oh, does he really eat a lot?
Oh, he like a horse.
I was talking to him on Instant Messenger. He just loves to eat is what he told
he does.
Me. He just loves to eat.
So is he chunky?
No,
he be chunky?
Well, I mean...
No, he's... Well, I mean, he's round.
Girl's got some weight to John her.
But he's cute.
He is cute.
He's cute, nonetheless.
Face. He makes a great
yeah,
drag
he does.
Queen.
Does he do drag?
Yeah, well, it was in that picture
he's
that
he
sent
picture.
Out.
That's right.
He's in that picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one that I'm going to post on my blog.
No, you're not, girl.
The blade. Oh, I'll post
no,
it on mine.
No, you're not, girl.
I have them, too.
That is...
I'll post it on yours. How about that?
You're going to post it on my blog? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, jihad my blog.
No, it's not that hard. Blogger's pretty easy to screw
honey.
With. Oh.
So what's on your
so,
guys'
So, exciting. Wait, I'm not done with Jared's message.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't that sound great, that airplane ride?
Absolutely. But might I just
doesn't
suggest
like
suggest this
come
to
here?
You? There are videos on Jared's site, Banana Shack Boys, of him trying to land a plane. Well. I would just go check that out before you ride in a plane with him. But anyway, that's my story.
No, it's going to be fun.
Check out those videos.
What's the North Fork Ranch that he was talking about? What is it?
It's South Fork. He totally screwed that up. It's South Fork.
He probably
Ranch.
Had a Snickers in his mouth.
That's where Dallas took place.
Oh,
that's
it
where
is?
The, that's where the, what's the name? The Ewings. That's where the Ewings lived.
Oh.
And they, like, that. The exterior was, like, you know, they use it in the show, but now they made the interior look exactly like it did on the show, and you can go visit and take tours of it.
You're going to take my ass to do that, right?
Yeah, we're going to totally go do that when you come here. I've never been there, and now that someone trashy and tacky like you is going to be here, we can go do something like that.
So. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Donnie, you were supposed to go down for that, too.
For what?
Gay Pride in Dallas. Remember we talked about this?
The Alan Ross Freedom Parade. Is it? It's in September.
Yeah,
it's
I'll be there.
September
I'll totally 19th. Be there.
Really? Are you going to be there in San Francisco, too?
And there's Gay Day at Six Flags. We're going to go be gay and ride roller coasters.
I don't ride roller coasters.
Why not?
He's a puss.
I get sick.
He's a puss. You get gassy.
If you're going to fart,
Oh, you guys. Don't make fun of my pain.
You are the roller coaster.
Your pain is disgusting.
It is. It's sick.
Your agony is my ecstasy, Donnie.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Are you ready for some romance?
Toss that salad, even though it's got corn in it.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be
nasty? Some broccoli chip.
Oh.
That is it, because I had vegetables yesterday.
It's probably it.
Oh,
that's it right
there.
You had
it.
Veggies.
Wait, how many vegetables did you eat?
A lot.
Like a trough?
A lot. So, what else? Anything?
I'm just along for the ride today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. No.
What?
American Idol, if anybody watches
Never
that.
Seen it.
What about it?
I don't know. It sucks. I think all the talent this year is crap.
Actually, I watched it last night, and I thought it was pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who did you think was good?
That, Chris Daltrey.
Oh, wow. Yeah, actually,
he's hot, but I'm over him. Elliot,
are you over
like,
him?
Made me swoon.
Who?
Yeah. Elliot Yamin.
Hey, who's that?
He's like the crooner dude. He's really cute. And
the
like
one with the fucked up teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the only bad thing about him. He needs to fix his teeth.
Yeah. Didn't you think that Chris's first song was just incredible, though?
No.
Are you serious? God, you're fucked
up.
I hate that song.
Lovely. Do you want to fuck?
Mm-hmm. It'll be messy, though.
Oh, well.
Stinky.
You'll pull out a
I've been with Darren,
popsicle.
So
like...
Uh-huh.
What is that, space docking?
Space
docking. That's where you take a turd,
freeze it,
and then you stick it up your ass.
What? Are you fucking serious?
Yes, you didn't know about that, space docking.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Because you're too cheap to buy a dildo, like Darren.
Oh,
So you freeze your own...
What?
That's gross. So you seriously freeze your own shit and then shove it up your ass later?
Yes.
Darren doesn't pay for bandwidth or dildos.
I wonder if Cheryl does that.
Fucker. When did this come to a slam fest on Darren?
Because usually it's a slam fest on me, bitch.
Donnie's usually the one that's getting beaten up.
I better get some listeners to call in or write in to say, poor Darren.
206-666-DISH, bitch.
Dial it, hole.
Bitch. Bitches. I'm drunk, bitches.
No, you got to say it with a higher pitch and more flamboyancy.
No.
Flamboyancy.
I'm not drunk.
I'm drunk, bitches. Whee!
I'm so drunk that night.
I want you to get drunk again, because you're fun.
Come to San Fran, and we'll get drunk.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, what? Did you commit to it? See that? You're going to make me a crazy man. you know what? Okay, here it is. I'm putting a call out. Everybody who wants to see Donnie go to San Francisco Pride, call in and say, Donnie, you need to go. 206-666-DISH.
That's just
or donate
desperate.
Money so he can go.
Oh, whore's got money. Lord. She doesn't drive a Honda Civic for nothing.
Okay.
Oh.
98, mind
who,
you.
Donnie?
A 98
you,
Civic.
You drive a 98 Honda Civic?
White. Okay, jealous.
No, you meant to say right.
I have a 2000 Honda Civic.
What color is it?
It's green.
Ew, gross. I wanted silver, but they were out when I got my car.
I have a silver car.
I know, I love the color of your car. If it weren't so ugly, I would totally drive
it. Oh, that is it.
I agree. Those bugs are fucking ugly.
You got, my bug is beautiful.
They look like marshmallows.
You are a marshmallow.
Wheels.
Nice one, Darren.
That was great, Darren. You're a marshmallow.
You're a marshmallow. Actually, that was the quote of the when Chad Fox and Atari Age were here, whatever. And we were doing a little kind of like back and forth, me and Chad Fox. And something was said about a pizza. And Atari Age, in all of his wisdom, out of his drunken super, goes, "You're a pizza." So they just kind of like stopped and said, we're like, "What? Okay, you go back and be Drunky McDrunkerson."
He drinks too much, doesn't he?
He drinks a lot.
Well, I guess I should say he seems like he's a messy drunk.
Not so much messy as he just is like kind of like...
He just...
Passes out.
Well, he's like, isn't he tiny? He looks really small.
He's compact.
Mm-hmm.
He's compact.
He's compact. Yeah.
He's like version 1.0 of a man.
Darren's
3.0
woman.
Shut it, mister.
Darren's the beta release. What are you talking
beta
about?
Beta release.
Of a black woman.
Oh, that is. Girl, what you talking about?
Ew, oh, the beta now, release. Of, is that like a queef for black people? The beta release?
Yeah, exactly. Adam brought up a very interesting topic today on Instant Messenger. About finding out what our spiritual animal is.
Our spirit animal.
Spirit animal.
Yes.
He said that mine is Sally Struthers.
Yes. That's Darren's spirit animal, Sally Struthers. Because he goes, you know, and just explain spirit animal. It's like when you go out, like, in the, for Darren, he goes out in the desert and he meditates and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then he transforms into Sally Struthers.
Well, you do know who you are.
Because that's his true spirit.
You know who your spirit animal is?
What is my spirit
Lady
animal?
Lady Elaine from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Nice one.
What? With the rosacea cheeks and the penchant for booze.
Which one?
She's the chick that ran... Tilt-a-whirl, round and round and round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that one.
Oh,
you're too young for
no,
that whole
I'm not
thing.
Too young for
you're
Mr.
Just
Rogers'
too stupid for Mr. Rogers.
Oh, shit.
Well...
Shit.
Shit. Anyway, so that's you. You're Lady Elaine.
So it's not an actual animal?
No, but yours is Aretha Kitt. Urethra
oh,
kit.
Lady Aretha? Lane.
Urethra kit.
Urethra
kit. Urethra kit?
Yeah.
He's Eartha Kit. That's his spirit
See? Right there.
I'll take it.
I bet you have.
What's yours, Adam?
It, Lady Elaine, but, honey. Were you,
Lady
like,
Lane.
Missing that part?
The one? No, the one that you gave yourself. Not the one that Darren
oh,
gave you.
Oh, I was thinking of an actual animal when I was talking thinking
yeah.
about this. But, I mean, the thing is, like, when I was thinking about Darren, I couldn't think of any animal other than, like, Sally Struthers to describe Darren's spirit animal.
Yes, and I said that, I went out in the hot sun in the desert, meditated, and then transformed myself into a kid with flies in his eyes and talking about how I got my secretarial skills through the mail.
VCR repair.
Absolutely.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was me.
Excellent.
Hmm.
I tried, you know, when
Indeed.
Life gives me lemons, I make lemonade and add vodka.
I'm sure you do.
Hey, can we play Frucker Chuck? Because I really want to
Absolutely.
Make my life even more of a living hell.
Sure.
Okay.
Please, and how many black people am I going to be able to turn down today?
None, actually.
Oh,
I made
shit.
Them all white for you.
Well, let's play the theme song. Let's get this pot started.
Okay.
It's time now for Fuck or Chuck with Donnie.
All right, just to explain it for any idiot that doesn't know, I name two people, and the other yahoos that do this show with me tell me who they would fuck and who they would chuck. Hence the name Fuck or Chuck.
We're very scientific around here.
Now, Darren, and okay, they're all white, but I don't know if you're going to know who these two people are, these first two.
Why, because I'm stupid?
No, but you're actually quite smart, and you probably will know who they are. But if not, then it's kind of stupid, and it won't work.
You can give them to me.
Yeah.
You're too young. You definitely
I can do a pass-off.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Clint Howard or Don Swayze?
Clint Howard. I know who little Clinty Howard is.
Okay.
Who's Don Swayze?
Patrick Swayze's brother.
Oh, I've never... Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I would fuck Patrick Swayze's brother and chuck Clint Howard.
Yeah, Clint Howard
is not pretty.
He looks so weird.
He's a little freakish.
I think he's retarded.
Retarded? Oh. You know what? No, you know what? No, he's not retarded. He's MySpace or Flickr. I'm replacing those words out. I'm replacing retarded out with MySpace or Flickr because both of those sites are retarded.
That's not what you said earlier this week.
What?
You said Frapper.
Oh, what did I say? Flickr? Oh, yeah, I meant Frapper.
You said Flickr.
So you think Frapper is retarded?
Frapper's retarded. I took it
Frapper's
off my side.
Frapper's the gayest piece of shit on the planet.
I thought that was you.
It's... No. Oh. Frapper's a faggot.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I did my fucking track. Okay, go, Adam, go.
Okay, Marilyn Manson and Nick Nolte.
Oh, lovely. I'm going to fuck Marilyn Manson and chuck Nick Nolte.
You're gonna fuck his black eye out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ugh. Marilyn Manson is so much more sexy.
Yeah.
He knows all about romance.
What?
Is that your catchphrase? Romance?
I think it's lovely.
It's just because
only you have to say
I always say lovely.
Lovely.
Exactly. Lovely.
Near her.
That's priceless.
That's
anyway.
Okay, Darren. Mick Jagger and Vanilla Ice.
Oh, definitely. I would chuck Mick Jagger and fuck Vanilla Ice.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. That was
oh,
not
yeah.
hard. That was not
Vanilla
hard.
Has aged well.
He has. And his
what's his real name?
Milton Van Winkle or Hopper or something.
Yeah, something Van Winkle.
Yeah, Van Winkle. Yeah. That's what
Martin
it is.
Van Winkle Hopper.
Okay, and lastly but not leastly.
Martin McForskin.
Yes.
Patrick Dempsey and Eric McCormack.
Oh, shit.
Lovely. Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah.
The big fatty?
No. Fatty?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm thinking of someone else.
I love me some
You're thinking
Who's
of Darren.
Patrick Dempsey?
No.
Oh,
Patrick
now
Dempsey.
That's Frapper.
Shut up.
He's hot.
No one's going to catch on to your stupid
I
shit.
I will rule the world.
Who's Patrick Dempsey?
He is on Grey's Anatomy.
I know the name.
Yeah, he was
I
on
know the
Will
name,
and Grace.
And
he
was Will and Grace's boyfriend,
yeah.
The sports reporter for a while. And
I want some,
I don't
I
watch
want some
that
Patrick
crappy
Dempsey
show.
Dempsey
okay, well
more.
Then, I guess this has been wasted on you.
I guess I'll just have to have Patrick Dempsey because Eric McCormack is really just too
He's
thin
a whisper
and wiry
of a person.
For my tastes. Yeah.
So you don't like thin?
But look
no,
at Adam.
No, not like that.
Shit.
Jesus. I mean, come on.
Thin is not where it's at, Twiggy.
No, fat is the new black.
I am the Twiggy of the
Oh, hello, world. Aunt Jemima. Thank you, Hattie McDaniel. Okay.
That's Frapper Darren.
Oh, hey, now. You're turning
what
me on.
What does Stephanie think about this?
Yeah, what would Steph say?
Darren, stop it.
How would Aaron Neville respond to us in lyric and song?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, finally Aaron makes a
but
comeback.
I know I love
now Reagan.
You.
Reagan, go.
I don't like doing Reagan anymore.
Yeah, Reagan's dead to me.
Seriously.
Oh, shit. Really?
I don't like doing him anymore.
Do Madge Weinstein.
Well, I can't do Reagan anymore because Reagan doesn't have any podcasts anymore for me to imitate.
Oh, all right.
True that.
True story.
That seriously. I mean, he just like fell off the face of the earth or something.
We should dish about that.
What do you want to say?
I think it's all been said.
I think so.
It's all been said.
I guess we did
exactly.
dish it. Shit.
Uh-huh.
No, you do a good Madge Weinstein.
I do?
Yeah, you do. I've heard you do it.
That was just me having gas.
Come on.
That was a little angina speaking.
Angina.
I think I should create a character called Aunt Gina.
Okay.
And just have her burp.
That's
and
Frapper,
fart.
Darren. Why don't you just make the character instead of coming up with all these great ideas? You have lots of ideas.
Darren, okay, Steph. Know? Okay, sure. Okay.
You have lots of ideas, Darren.
Yeah, that's
I love
like...
Steph. Steph's my fave.
It's Brill.
Donnie,
it's
I
Brill.
Love you.
It is Brill. Donnie. We are. Okay, this totally just made me think of this, but the next show we're doing is with Audio Stimulation, isn't it?
It is. Audio Stimulation, Robin
so
Dave.
I'm so moist for that
the
show.
The reason I thought of that is that their friend Suze likes to abbreve, and I have always enjoyed the abbreve. So that's...
You like? Do you mean like the abbreva cream for your herpes?
No, you just abbreviate things that you're gonna say.
Like Brill.
Do you write in shorthand?
Yeah.
Too?
Okay, I'm gonna give. Can I give you a sentence? And would you speak
do you premature
in that?
Ejaculate too?
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a sentence. And can you abbreviate it for me, please?
I'll sure try.
Okay. The dark brown fox jumps over the lazy moon.
Darren's a hoe.
Oh, well, I guess you can. Thank you.
That's so accurate.
But that'll be a fun show with those boys.
That will be. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. In fact, I have some work I need to do for that show.
Yeah, the Darren.
Oh, I hope Steph visits us during that show.
Visits us?
Hi, Donnie.
Yes, baby.
Donnie.
What?
I've never had a man before.
Funny, Donnie's not the one to give it to you either.
Oh, Steph.
Okay, well, we now have a new character, folks. It's Steph. And if you like the Steph character, please call in to 206-666-DISH.
Yeah.
I want a bony dick.
Oh, a bony
dick. A bony dick?
Wasn't that a name of a book?
Darren's your man, then.
Oh, I'm fat, and I've got a big... I mean, what?
A bony dick. You're a bitch.
You're a bony dick.
Donnie, don't hate me, Donnie.
Don't shut her out, Don. Don't shut her out.
Ugh. Now she's not my favorite.
Oh.
You know, now she's crying. She's like down the hall.
It's because she's a mess now.
You know, I think it's funny that you actually think that you've developed a new character and you're like, oh, she's down the hall, when we just were like, you know, oh, that's her voice. So you've really made some stretches in that character progression, Adam.
Hey, you guys, we should call Madge after we're done with this show.
Okay.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, she's on right now. She's doing her advice show. Do we have any advice to ask her?
Let's ask her how to get rid of gas.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Yes.
So I guess we're going to wrap this shitty show up.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up, and then we're going to go be on the yeast.
If you're listening on Sirius, we're wrapping this
Sirius
up.
Sirius Stars Radio, and blah, blah, blah. Go Daddy, go Daddy.
Okay, it's and this is Darren. You can catch me weekly at APNH Podcast on your dial, or every other day at darrenstuff.blogspot.com.
TheKrebsCycle.blogspot.com, 206-600-KREB. Thank you.
God. And the best and most popular one.
DarrenStuff.blogspot.com.
Meow.
No, freshandtasty.blogspot.com.
And you never podcast anymore, so you're podcasting.
I was just going to ask, wasn't there a podcast associated with that site?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's episode 13, and I've got to be very
careful
how it turns out.
It better be really fucking
good.
How come
on your site that episode 12 hasn't shown up?
Oh, yeah, I need to do that.
You're her.
All right, boys, it's been fun. Thank you so much.
All right, ladies.
Yep.
And we will talk to you all.
Bye, Donnie.
Oh, bye, Steph. Thank you more than you bye, most Donnie. Of all, really.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye, boys.
Bye.
This world we're thrown like a dog without